May 3, 2021 Appointment Preparations QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/appointment-preparations. Suggested Appointment Preparations. The Redemption Appointment Suggestions for ZIM Holders Doing the RSS Program. Statement, the redemption appoint will not be an adversarial experience. For ZIM or currency holders. Go to the appointment expecting what you ask. 4. RV Background. The quantum financial system is a brand new financial system that will take the place of the old central bank banking system. The alliance, which includes off-world entities, civilian white hats, the military, the ascended masters, and many highly evolved spiritual beings, was tasked with implementing measures to put huge sums of money into the hands of the meat to bring humanity out of the debt slavery system created by the central banking system. If you have ZIM, then you could be one of the meek. The revaluation of depressed currencies, not the ZIM, began this push toward funding this humanitarian work over 20 years ago. It has been taken over by the deep state and is presently being held up by central bank banking interests so that the funds would not be given to the people. This is why the gurus have taken over the narrative on IDC. A defunct Zimbabwe currency bonds that were no longer in use in Zimbabwe were added to the RV process but were different from revalued currencies. Because it has no value as a currency, it has a unique possibility of being used as a vehicle to put money into the hands of the right people who will do the humanitarian work. The bonds are redeemable by the Alliance or QFS agents at redemption centers, where the bonds can be redeemed for huge sums of money. There is a lot of opposition to the release of these funds as the release will begin the new quantum financial system and result in the demise of the central banking system as mentioned above. The redemption appointment is where it all begins, so the redemption appointment has been the target of the deep state to delay and resist the release of funds. They have created a formidable army of trolls and shills to stop the redemption process. Many of their tactics have been employed to condition ZIM holders to think the redemption appointment process will be a negative experience fraught with all kinds of mental blocks and restrictions to reduce the expectation of ZIM holders as they go into the appointment. Much of the intel being given out daily reflects this massive amount of disinformation. Anyone who predicts dates for the release of the RV is part of this disinformation scheme. The appointment process. The appointment process is easy but needs prior preparations to be successful. It behooves each ZIM holder to quit listening to the disinformation and prepare for the appointment with a very positive thought process. The most important bit of knowledge is that the Alliance is backing us, 100%. We are the ones they are depending on to do the heavy lifting of mankind out of poverty and back into financial freedom, worldwide. We take over when the Alliance has cleared the battlefield and eliminated the bad characters. They cannot do this themselves because we are the ones who have been chosen to receive the money and get the job done. We are the ones the Alliance has been praying for to put on our full armor and join in the process. The Alliance would never short us on the funds needed to do our work. It is our turn. The appointment itself will be conducted by agents of the quantum financial system whose job it is to get this new gold-backed money into your hands. The hands of ZIM holders who are considered sovereign humanitarians by the Alliance. The amount of funds available is staggering, it is beyond our imagination, so we just say it has a lot of zeros and just leave it at that. The interviewers have no limitations as to how much money they can give you. It all depends on who you are and the humanitarian projects you have planned to do. You will get all you need to do your work. They are tasked with giving the right amount of money to people who have a plan and can accomplish the work of constructing a new world economy. All of us need to gain the larger vision of the success that is awaiting our entry into this commencement stage of the plan. If you think you are ready to do your part, it will be necessary for you to think big and go after the highest ZIM redemption rate that you feel is necessary to accomplish what you intend to do. Remember this reality. From where you are, what you will need to climb the hill in front of you is probably in your plans. Little do you know that there is a whole mountain range right behind the top of the hill that you can't see. When your task is to climb all that is there, your preparations for the hill will not suffice. You must seek guidance from those who have seen beyond the hill and radioed you to ask for the greater rate so you will have enough and maybe more. This is the perspective Love One Society is sharing with you. Here. If you have read the Love One Society humanitarian documents, you can see that we will require huge sums of money to get our job done. If you don't see this yet, then reread the documents again as if you are the only one in charge of implementing the programs worldwide. That can be overwhelming. So, let's be sure we are prepared for our redemption appointment, which is the starting gate to the whole adventure. All our preparations point to that moment in time. Put on your sovereign humanitarian outfit and play the part. Until the part becomes you. Cancel the guru culture that destroys humanitarian dreams and leave it on the side of the road behind you. Whistle your happy tune and get on with your humanitarian action plans. You will become a mighty force for good as you embrace the divine power that is you. Love One Society documentation. We have been assured that those ZIM holders who intend to participate in the Love One Society programs will not have to explain the whole program. QFS agents conducting the redemption appointment will already have been briefed on the LWS programs. They will, however, be looking at the ZIM holder to ascertain a sincere intent to do the Love One Society programs in addition to their ability to organize and set up the structures necessary to accomplish the intended goal. Appointment preparations. Prepare your presentation in a three-ring binder, one for each person you want to take to the presentation and one for the interviewer. Prepare to leave the interviewer his/her binder. Use tabs to separate the documents. Introduction and request pages. 1. Introduce yourself. 2. State your intent to implement the Love One Society programs into your humanitarian work in addition to your own projects. 3. The name of your trust, if you have one. 4. Bonds and currencies you have. 5. Request the rates you want. 6. Request the structured payout term. 7. Request the percent of principal you want, suggest 10%. 8. New revocable trusts you want. 9. Proof of funds letter, S_10 or more. The three-ring binder. Tab 1, your bullet point presentation. Short bullet point presentation of your personal projects you want 5 to 7 minutes. Once you have given the bullet point presentation, it's time to let the interviewer ask questions. Don't talk unless asked a question. Dress well. Sit up. Straight. Be positive. Listen closely to the questions and be sure your response is on point to the question. Tab 2, executive summary/business plan, optional. Tab 3 to 7, LWS program docs, copy the documents, RSS, CAC, NRLs, NAS and FAP, and ICCH. If you don't have enough tabs, separate docs using colored pages. Tab 8, your LLC or other documents establishing your structure. A. Revocable trust documents will be made available at the appointment to temporarily use as your structure to receive the funds. There are no requirements from the Alliance for you to have a trust. The following is a suggested outline that LWS will be using. You will need to adapt it for your own use. This is only a suggestion and obviously, there is no requirement to use this format from the Alliance. Any permanent trust that can be sustained over time will do. You can request new trust documents at the appointment. Currencies held. ZIM total equals $$trillion. X100T notes. X50T notes. X10T. VND equals XXX million. Other currencies if you have them. Requesting. 1 ZIM redemption rate at $500,000 USN per ZIM bond dollar. 2 VND rate $XX.X to be deposited into the new Dong account you set up in the QFS. 3 A 25 to 50 year structured payout for the ZIM bond redemption amount. Less 20 billion for our use during the first 90 day cycle until our first quarterly structured payout payment. 4 structured payout at 10% of principal. 5 quarterly structured payout payments. 6 $15,000 cash to be given at exchange. 6 operations account, 10 or more proof of funds/statement of clear, clean, and non-terroristic, referenced, your name on letter. Requesting new QFS accounts. 1 Love One Society Motherlode account. 2 Love One Society, Dong account. Note, debit cards, exclude Motherlode. No cards. Requesting new trust documents. Name Love One Industries Trust. Trustor, Ron Giles. Beneficiary, Love One Society. Trustee. Name, Love One Holdings Trust. Trustor, Ron Giles. Beneficiary, Love One Society International. Trustee, Ron Giles. Closing thoughts. Once you have gone through the requests and the bullet points, there is very little for you to talk about. The QFS agent will probably not want to read through pages of information, he/she will only scan to see what you are presenting. Have it available to read if he/she wants. Understand that the way you organize your request will be a show of your intent. Be positive and respectful but expect your requests to be fulfilled. Have some questions written down about how to interface with the QFS to transfer and access your funds. The QFS agent should give you a website address where it will explain the QFS and how to use it in support of your projects, so put some extra sheets of paper in your binder to take notes. They may just give you a packet of information. Unless you have not been honest in wanting to participate in the RSS program, your requests for the higher rates should be granted. The Love One Society action plans have been our humanitarian projects to share with you. We will use our funds to implement these plans right alongside you. Questions. How do we know that the Alliance is backing us? Should I put the LWS document in my three-ring binder? Do I need a trust to be able to redeem my bonds? What is the difference between the primary principal and the secondary principal? Structured payout program explained. Will you be redeeming at a bank or at a redemption center?